the bands in boats next to the rock.
Jeez.
That's what you call an event.
That's determination. There.
Now, Dave, getting back to the game, what are your three keys?
Yeah, let's get back to football. Well, maybe you're going to tie it in there at the end, but not quite.
Well, not quite. Instead of a white rock, we're throwing a brown ball. How about that?
I guess so.
What are your three keys for tonight's ball game?
Let's start with the first one, and probably the most important one of all. Does Harbor Beach's defense have what it takes to keep in this game? That, to me, that is the number one, two, three, and four question today. We know what Ubley's going to bring to the table. We know Harbor Beach can score in many different ways. But can they stop anybody? Can they force a turnover? And that, to me, is the biggest question. For Ubley, do what you've been doing. Control the pace of the game. Play your game, and you will be just fine. And I kind of touched on it already. Number three is creating a turnover. Who turns it over at that prime time? And if Harbor Beach can stay in the game, does Ubley turn it over and allow Harbor Beach to get in the game? Or does Harbor Beach turn it over and let Ubley run away with it? So any of those things can be possible tonight.
We will find out in just a short moment or two as we are 4 minutes away from kicking off. It's time for our last break before we take things onto the road. It's week number 8 of the MHSA regular season, and you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area, and the best Chevy Truck Month smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Like the $36,126 price after all offers for a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 Double Cab, Standard Box, 4-Wheel Drive Custom, MSRP $41,030. Lots of others to choose from on the lot during Truck Month, so pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Sebring. Call 866-924-5332.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Was the sound of the Marching Pirates on Sports Radio 102.1. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 55 degrees with partly cloudy skies. A beautiful sunset are happening right now. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the south at 7 miles per hour and gusting up to 14. Visibility at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.25 inches, and the dew point is at 44. It feels like it's 54 degrees out. The humidity is at 66%. Sunset is at 6:49 p.m., so about 10 minutes ago, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. On October 14th, we have 11 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. We've lost 2 hours and 25 minutes of daylight since our first broadcast, Dave.
Wow, that's hard to believe. I know it happens every year, but it's mind-blowing every year.
It's like clockwork. I don't get it. Upley won the toss, and he's elected to defer. Your officials for tonight, your referee, Dave Murray. Umpire is Fred Sackrider. Linesman is Tom Miller. Line judge is Troy Reiger. And your back judge is Bill James. We are ready to kick it off as Ubley will be kicking it off for us tonight in their away white uniforms with orange lettering with black outline, black pants, and a black helmet with a black face mask, orange and black stripes on the top of their shoulders. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, the same uniforms they've had since the 2013 season after that 2012 state championship, all black. Black uniforms with white lettering, orange outline, black pants, plain white helmets, as plain as you can get, much like Penn State, and a black face mask. The Pirates lining up ready to receive as the Bearcats are still in their huddle and trying to confuse the Harbor Beach Pirates as much as possible on special teams. Deep back for the Pirates, that would be number five, James Shelkey. He is at his own 10-yard line. First thoughts here tonight, Dave?
Hey, it's time. Let's kick it off. I missed a week, man. I'm ready to go.
No kidding. Here is Ubley's number 22, Jonathan Brandle, kicking it off. It bounces at the 24 and is brought in by Shelkey at the 18. He's coming to the near sideline. He's coming around the corner to the 30 and runs out of bounds. And he was late. He was hit out of bounds after he went out of bounds. And the flag flies, and we will have a late hit. So he goes from the 18-yard line to the 32, and he's going to get another 15 yards after that to start with a short field.
Well, that was right in front of us, and that was pretty easy. Number 22, Jonathan Brandle, is going to get a late shot. Not vicious by any means,
but did not
realize where he was on the field. And by the time James Shelkey got done from that hit, he was almost on the track out here. That's how far he was shoved out of bounds. So great field position for the Harbor Beach Pirates here at home to start this game.
And these are pretty wide sidelines. Not like it's Cass City or anything where you're right on the field. These are wide, but no harm, no foul there. Harbor Beach starts their drive on their own 47-yard line. 11:54 on the clock, 0-0. Harbor Beach on offense for the first time tonight. Brady Kirschen, shotgun, has a man to his right, two receivers wide each way, working off the right hash. It's a keeper. Kirsch goes right at the middle, and white jersey swarmed him right at the original line of scrimmage, maybe another yard out to the 48-yard line, brought down by Anthony Sweeney of that defensive line. He's a junior.
So Harbor Beach going to start the game in the shotgun. One running back next to quarterback here. There's two receivers on each side. But what I think is interesting to note is Ubley had one-on-one man-to-man coverage on each player, but had no deep safety back there. Everyone was up on the line of scrimmage. So it looks like the plan is to trust our defensive backs to stay in coverage and bring a lot of pressure so Kirsch doesn't have time to throw it down the field.
Kirsch with Lanfear to his left, looking to pass his screen pass to the left to Shelkey. It's caught at the line of scrimmage. And that would be Jonathan Brandle on the spot to bring him down right as he caught it for maybe 1 yard. It is third down and 8 yards to go for the Pirates.
Yeah, the play developed just a little slow. 47, Robert Emming of Harbor Beach couldn't quite get out there and hold the block long enough. James Shelkey completes the catch, but Jonathan Brandle all over him.
Harbor Beach facing their first third down tonight. They are at their own 48-yard line. Moving left or right across your radio in their home black uniforms. Brady Kirsch breaks the huddle, sends three wide to the right, one to the left, working off the left hash. The far receiver, James Shelkey. Daniel Lanfear to Kirsch's right. Surveying the prairie. Awaiting the snap. Good snap. Here comes the blitz from Ubley. He lets this one fly, and this one's overthrown, incomplete to James Shelkey. Right at the first down marker, it will set up a fourth down, eight to go.
Yeah, again, Ubley going to bring lots of pressure, Clark. No defensive back, no deep safety, that center fielder to kind of read the quarterback. They are going to bring pressure and test this offensive line of Harbor Beach all night long. Brady Kirsch.
Offense is Brady Kirsch, also the punter. A little bit of low snap, but he gets this one away. It is keeping it out of the wind. Bounces at the 26 and bounces all the way inside the 15 down to the 13, where it's stopped and brought down by Grant Hansen. And a nice punt reflips the field in favor of the Pirates, and I believe we'll have a long field to start this drive.
Yeah, nice punt is an understatement. You do not do it justice here by hearing us talk about it. That was a low snap. It bounced on him. He did an excellent job just to field the punt and then delivered a low roller that actually rolled down the field for him and pinned.